The preacher rapture relies heavily, heavily upon Zionism. It cannot exist without Zionism. It's impossible. Because they've designated the 7 years, Daniel's 70th week, to only the Jews. And if you remove the fact that the false teaching that the Jews are God's chosen people, then Matthew 24 belongs to us. You understand? So they redefine who the elect are. So they rely heavily upon this teaching that the Jews are God's elect. Now, why do they do that? Well, look at Matthew 24, verse 29. It says, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with this great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. So, folks, if you adhere to a post-trib pre-wrath rapture, this makes perfect sense. Because we are the elect. The elect are the chosen people of God. And look, again, I don't even have time to develop this because that's a sermon in and of itself. The false teaching of Zionism and the biblical teaching of replacement theology. Where the Bible no longer says that the Jews, according to the flesh, are God's chosen people, nor are they the elect. Who's the elect? Who are God's chosen people? Believers. The Bible tells us, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God who justifieth, according to Romans chapter number 8, talking to Romans. Goyims, Gentiles, other nations who are not Jews. Peter, when writing to people in Cappadocia, Bithynia, and Galatia, refers to them as the elect according to the foreknowledge of God. So it's easily debunked to show, hey, the elect, or it was the children of Israel in the Old Testament. But as I mentioned today, you know, that's ready to vanish away. It already vanished away. In their days, it was ready to vanish away. Once the new covenant was implemented, at that point, that transition from the Jews being God's chosen people to all believers being God's chosen people. Okay?